We are being tricked by big tech into thinking that being ruder online is a free speech issue. It's not. Over recent years, and especially recent months, social media platforms have been easing their rules about hateful language. And I'm talking about intentionally insulting terms. Now, allowing more phrases like this means less moderation and fewer employees, which is cheaper, but it also means that people can do more ad hominem attacks. This is where, rather than using information about a topic in a debate, you decide to instead discredit your opponent's character. These kinds of attacks often tend to work. We know that discrediting scientists, for example, makes people trust them less. And if you think that's bad, it gets worse. There was research in 2024 analysing Twitter posts, and it found that content referencing news outlets that are notoriously unreliable were more likely to use harmful language. And false headlines that they found were again more likely to use harmful language. So, what does this mean? It means it's easier than ever to post something that isn't true or discredit someone who is trying to say something that's true if you use this harmful language. The best thing that you could do if you wanted people to stop trusting experts or stop talking about reality would be for you to make it easier for users to post harmful language. If you're in London, there's a program from the British Academy full of events called the Age of Mistrust, dedicated to building trust in public life. And if someone starts using hateful language on you, send this video, because I'm sure they'll have something lovely to say about it.